And this is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to WGXC.org to hear whatever's going on in the area. Jimmy Vilken reports in Politico New York that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has reconsidered his decision to not run for governor in New York. Earlier this winter, Molinaro, a Republican, said he wouldn't run. But March 2nd, he told party leaders during a private speech in Saratoga that he would. Former local congressperson Chris Gibson is on the Molinaro bandwagon. Quote, "I think he'll be a very strong candidate should he run," unquote, Gibson told Fred Digger on Talk 30 radio earlier this week. Molinaro responded to that endorsement saying, quote, "Many have asked me to reconsider, and I am doing that. There are only so many opportunities to speak for those too often overlooked, fight for those too often ignored, and speak out against those who think public office is about them. We deserve something to believe in. I don't know whether to thank Chris or not, but I won't argue with him," unquote. Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco from Syracuse, Buffalo's Joel Giambrah, and Joseph Holland, who was housing commissioner under former Governor George Pataki, are currently seeking the Republican nomination to face Governor Andrew Cuomo in November. Molinaro won a straw poll of 83 county chairs and state committee members this week with 55 votes, compared to 5 for Holland and 23 for DeFrancisco. Read the full story in Politico New York. Claire Gilbert reports in the Columbia paper that at the February 27th Chatham School Board meeting, the topic of guns in schools came up after the February 14th death of 17 at a Florida school. Quote, "We have to stop pretending that this is not going to happen in our hometown," unquote, said Lisa Light Rugin, a Chatham resident. Quote, "And we should do everything we can to protect our community," unquote. School Superintendent Sal D'Angelo explained that the district is interested in student safety. Quote, "Our best approach going forward isn't to put a Band-Aid on the symptom, but to look to the causes," unquote. D'Angelo said, quote, "I want to assure you that at a minimum, we have a security plan in place. We practice lockdown drills with our staff. So should something tragic happen, we feel that we are reasonably prepared to deal with it. But again, I think a pound of prevention would go a long way. We really feel the secret to our success will be relationships that we develop with our students and the programs that we put in place to deal with the issues of these students," unquote. Chatham students are organizing a protest at the school in conjunction with the National School Walkout at 10 a.m. March 14th. Althea Brennan, a junior at Chatham High, is one of the organizers of that protest and was at the Board of Education meeting to discuss the walkout. There are also walkouts planned at Hudson High, Catskill High, and Saugerties High School. Both Saugerties High School and Greenville High School will host discussions about school safety with parents on March 6th. March 1st, Mid-Hudson News reported that state police at Ulster arrested a Woodstock man on a charge of a felony making a terroristic threat against an unnamed school in Ulster County. Also, two people were arrested in separate and unrelated threats at the Pine Plains and Bosse's school districts in Dutchess County on Wednesday, February 28th. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman reports there were widespread power outages March 2nd as a winter storm dumped between a few inches to 2 feet of snow around the WGXC listening area. There was not much snow near the Hudson River with warmer temperatures, while parts of Schoharie County got over 2 feet of snow. The heavy wet snow dragged down trees and power lines, knocking out electricity at one point to about 1/4 of Central Hudson's customers. WGXC lost power at its tower site in Greene County, knocking the signal off the FM airwaves for much of the day, though a web stream remained throughout the day. Ice on the antenna kept the 90.7 FM radio signal off the air when power resumed. Flights at Albany's airport were also delayed and canceled. Central Hudson spokesperson John Massergin said the storm is, quote, "one of the most severe to hit the Hudson Valley in the last 50 years," unquote, adding that the, quote, "very wet, very heavy snow and wind gusts in excess of 40 miles per hour have created a, quote, very serious situation," unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.